Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 9th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksie Weber preparing this message from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. If you go to the site today, there's a beautiful farm photo we took yesterday near Mountjoy where we live. Well, today's message is admittedly a bit more story than it is scripture exposition. But nevertheless, we believe there is a spiritual lesson. It's titled, Warm Refrigerator Memories.
And we're sharing a prayer from Colossians 1, verses 9 through 11. We are asking God that you may be filled with wisdom and that you may understand its purpose. We also pray that your outward lives, which men see, may bring credit to your Master's name and that you may bring joy to his heart by bearing genuine Christian fruit in all that you do, and that your knowledge of God may grow yet deeper. We pray that you will be strengthened from God's glorious power so that you may be able to pass through any experience and endure it with joy.
Last night we were blessed to have some help from a young man with a strong work ethic. Seth is a high school student who attends our church and also works hard as a farmhand. He joined us for dinner, then helped out by moving some heavy window air conditioners to the upstairs of our barn. As I age, I'm a bit more cautious about moving heavy stuff, and it gave Seth the opportunity to show off his youthful strength.
He also helped us to move an old refrigerator that we replaced today. We bought it new at Hoy's Radio Service. That's quite a name for an appliance store at the present time. In St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, we bought it in 1986 when we purchased our first home. It has served us very well for 23 years in four different locations, but recently it stopped cooling. When a fridge no longer cools, it's pretty worthless. As we removed all the magnets and photos that were plastered on the door, we thanked God for the blessing it had been over the years, and then we recalled a very special fridge memory.
The day after we moved to Lancaster County 8 years ago, we experienced the wonderful encouragement of neighborly kindness. Earl Martin, a retired minister who was also our new neighbor, stopped by to greet us with a shoe fly pie his wife Helen had made. We should explain that shoe fly is a molasses type of pie, very common here among the Pennsylvania Dutch. He had heard from the landlord that the Weber family would be renting the farmhouse, and they were Christians, and that I was also a minister. I kind of wonder. He surely must have wondered about a preacher from Massachusetts moving to conservative Lancaster County. Earl provided not only food for the body, but also food for the soul. He gave me a handwritten note with some verses he felt the Lord wanted him to share with me. I sure was blessed as he slowly, meaningfully read the daily text to me as a prayer of blessing. I really sensed that this preacher neighbor had prayed before he came over, and there was a great blessing from the Lord in our brief visit. Well, Earl and his wife Helen became good friends, and Earl went to be with the Lord in 2003. Helen's still living.
Well, now for the fridge story. That night we enjoyed some of the pie, and we placed the remainder in the fridge to eat later. The next morning, I opened the refrigerator door, and I admit I shrieked as I immediately noticed the pie had sections missing, and some fresh ground beef that I had wrapped in saran wrap the night before had a big chunk missing, the wrap and the meat. Initially, it was a mystery, until we realized that a mouse had gotten into our fridge. This was our first experience with the resourcefulness and abundance of Lancaster County farm mice. We've had many other encounters since then. After a thorough investigation, we found that the seal on the bottom of the fridge door was torn, and the hungry mouse managed to get through the tiny opening and sneaked into the cold, dark fridge for a tasty meal after hours.
Well, we put a picture up of an old fridge, I suppose, bringing another memory, and I point out that the fridge we replaced today doesn't look quite as old as the one pictured. It looks like more from the 40s and 50s. The one we bought, of course, I mentioned we bought in 86. But this photo reminds me of the fridge we had when I was a child, which my folks called the icebox. And Brooksie has that very same memory from her folks. Apparently a carryover from when it was literally an icebox. Now the spiritual lesson. Here's that scripture again that Earl shared with me.
We are asking God that you may be filled with wisdom and that you may understand its purpose. We also pray that your outward lives, which men see, may bring credit to your Master's name, and that you may bring joy to his heart by bearing genuine Christian fruit in all that you do, and that your knowledge of God may grow yet deeper. We pray that you will be strengthened from God's glorious power, so that you may be able to pass through any experience and endure it with joy.
Today we all have God's call upon our lives to express his kindness to an often harsh world, and to be encouragers to many that are in desperate need of an encouraging word. And we can do so in numerous ways. Do you have a pie you can share, a bag of cookies, or something else that is a gift from the heart that you might share with a new coworker or neighbor, a needy family? What about a prayerfully delivered scripture verse to go along with the gift? What about an offer to help out in a practical way? Let us be mindful of the needs that surround us today and consider what we can do to be a blessing.
Let's pray together, and I've adapted the verse that we shared earlier for our prayer today as well. Father, we pray today that you will fill us with wisdom and understanding. May our outward lives reflect the inner beauty and peace that comes through the abiding presence of your Holy Spirit in our hearts. May your Spirit produce in us genuine Christian fruit so that others will see Jesus in us and glorify you, our Father who is in heaven. It is through your glorious power that we are strengthened in the inner person, enabling us to endure difficult trials that will not strip us of the lasting joy and peace that comes to those who walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to our story today. The refrigerator has been delivered. If you're really curious today, not only do we have a beautiful photo of a Lancaster County barn up, but we have a photo of our old fridge. It was kind of interesting having opened it up, how much of it was held together by duct tape over the years. So many of the shelf brackets had broken and we'd used duct tape. What finally happened, though, it just stopped cooling. And of course, more than anything else, that's what you have to have a fridge do. And then we have a photo of the new fridge being delivered, which is of little consequence except for the fact that rather than using a hand truck, these men had some type of innovative strapping device they wrapped around their backs and actually walked the fridge in. I make a final note today, and I say this rather soberly, and I don't know if Brooke's seen her today, but it's kind of interesting the day that we would be blessed with the new refrigerator that on the news, on our local news, I heard about a man in Harrisburg who had been killed while moving a refrigerator. He got pinned to the wall. It's a reminder of the dangers of moving heavy appliances, and again, to consider praying for people that have such jobs. Well, we do have a couple of songs today. One of them I could only find an adequate version instrumentally, but it's a song that really goes well. It's an old hymn titled, Make Me a Blessing. While I'm at it, though, talking about older hymns, I do have a song up today called Higher Ground, and it's part of a collection a friend sent me from YouTube for those of us that like to hear songs the way they were sung when we were younger. And actually, I have a link to the collection as well. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged in your walk, and let your light shine today by sharing a shoe fly pie or something like it with those around you as God leads.